Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome to week one, the Tuesday of our I Am Erotic Innocence container. So, this container again is all about reclaiming your original erotic blueprint, being able to connect to that eros, that sensual aliveness through all creation, to relate in a healthy way with your sensuality, sexuality, the expression of those currents, and really feel connected to your body, to your life force, to your essence. So we'll dive more into all about what erotic innocence means today. The theme of this week is remembering erotic innocence, remembering and welcoming, inviting it in, because you already know it. It's already inside of you. We're just catalyzing the memory. So, before we dive in to that theme today, just a quick check-in, orientation, logistics, and such. If you see me looking to the side, it's because my notes are on that side of my computer. As I said in the Telegram chat, at the top, you'll see a little pinned message. And in that pinned message, you'll find the links for the recordings, which will be uploaded the same night that we have our gatherings. I upload it right after. Sometimes it takes a couple hours, depending on how slow the upload process is. Sometimes it's very quick. So it'll get there before the morning. And you'll also see all the Zoom links for both the Tuesdays and the Thursdays. And if you want to add those to your calendar, your phone calendar, there's a link for both the Android version and the iPhone version, so that could just already be in there and you don't have to remember it. It'll just be there. And at the bottom, I copy pasted that little set of six reminders of how to best show up to the space about, making sure you're in a cozy, private, quiet location. It's really nice to light a candle if you have one to just really set the space and the intention of, like, okay, I'm fully present here. I'm dropping in. I'm taking this time for me. And at a practical level, to have on hand, oil for massage in case we go into a somatic exercise that requires that. If you don't have oil, it's okay. You can do dry forms of massage. Sometimes it's just nice to feel it be a little more slippy, slippy, slidey. And the journal and pen, if we go into some journal prompts. And what was the bottom there? To show up. To show up, to play full out, to participate fully. And you've said yes to this container. So, this is the opportunity for you to carve out this time every week and devote yourself to this so that you're pouring into you. In the hustle and bustle of daily life, we can get sucked into so much distraction, or outward focus. And this is an opportunity for you to really just be with you and have this devoted self-care time and self-love time. So I encourage you to take advantage of that. And of course, life happens and sometimes emergencies come up, and I'm not gonna, like, tisk tisk you if I didn't see you on a live call. You're welcome to catch up on the replays. It's all good. Just to the best of your ability, really prioritize this space because you chose it. And the more that you pour your energy into it, the more that you're gonna receive from it. And I want you to get the most from it. So that's my prayer. What else did I miss anything? How the container is set. So I went through a whole beautiful big prayer today, sat at my altar and set the overall container for this 9 weeks to, wrap us in all the beautiful crystalline light grids and make sure that only that which is in support of our unique soul blueprints and our collective good is flowing through. Seeding this container with those intentions for you to open back into your original erotic blueprint, to really feel that vitality, that juiciness, that deliciousness that's available day to day, and for your personal intentions to be amplified through the space so that you receive what you're desiring to receive. There's a bunch of other thorough preparations I make just to make sure that only the highest and purest frequencies are coming through. So know that it's a safe space. And in past programs, I've had calls that were like strictly teaching calls, and then other ones that were strictly ceremony calls. And this is going to be more of an interweaving. I was seeing like the whole container is a ceremony. We're always in ceremony together, even just by creating that Telegram group. We've opened a portal together and we're in that collective prayer together for these 9 weeks. So just know we're always in this ceremonial space, and the teachings and the embodiment practices are going to interweave. And know that within that, before each call and as that overall prayer I made, the container is always very energetically clean and clear for you to go as deep as you wish to go, for only that which is going to serve your highest and best to come through, and for your intention to be amplified. So know that that's always present, even if we don't go through an explicit opening invocation and closing invocation. Just know that that is always active. Does that make sense? All righty. And with that, a bit about the intention setting. So I asked all of you to sh share in the group chat why you said yes. Why did you say yes to this? And you all shared so beautifully. Thank you for that. And we're just going to take a moment now for you to settle in and to use the power of your word. The power of the word. In the beginning, there was the word. Our sound creates, right? So if you want to journal it right now, calling forward your specific intentions. Why did you say yes to this? What are you wanting to bring in? What are you wanting to cultivate more of in your life? What does that, sort of ideal reality look like, feel like, taste like? And write that out. Take a moment to write that. What are you calling in? What are you wanting support with? As you write this, we're going to take a moment, each of us, to share aloud as a present tense prayer what we're calling in. So let's say, you're wanting to feel more connected to your life force energy. Rather than saying, I want to feel more connected to my life force energy, you can say, I am feeling more connected to my life force energy. I am connected to my life force energy. Does that make sense? So you'll speak it aloud as a present tense affirmation. So whenever you feel ready, we're going to go around and I'll give each person a minute to speak aloud their prayer to the group so you could be witnessed. And again, so you could use the power of your word. The power of your word, and whoever feels ready to go first, when you feel that, you can just unmute your microphone and we'll go popcorn style.
I'll go first.
I am restoring full feeling in my body.
Beautiful. Thank you, Jennifer. I am restoring full feeling in my body. Yes. Would like to go next.
Go. I'm calling in aliveness, joy, and pleasure in my body.
Beautiful. Aliveness, joy, and pleasure in the body. Thank you, Kayla. It is so. Who would like to go next?
Go. I wrote way too many things though. I missed the assignment of being one sentence, so I'm gonna try and distill it.
You can say more than one sentence, it's okay.
I am embodying pleasure. I am orgasmically living in the beauty of each present moment. And I am deeply connecting with my husband and igniting the flames of our passion.
Beautiful. I love those. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Elise. It is so. Dory, yes.
I'm in my juicy flow. I'm in my erotic creative flow, and I feel grounded pleasure.
Yummy. I love that. Yes, it is so. Thank you, Dory. And Misty, my darling, when you are ready.
I think I wrote paragraphs, so the same. So I'm also going to condense it. I cultivate love for myself and all parts of me. I love myself in such a way that I make all choices and only choices from this love. I embody truth and depth and joy in all of my life. I feel the power of my beingness. I am connected with my body. Pleasure, juicy innocence is me.
Beautiful. Love, love, love. Thank you, Misty. Aho. So let's all take a collective breath together. So we're going to breathe in together, and on our exhale, we're going to imagine all of these beautiful intentions weaving together in our one tapestry of light. So breathing in now and exhale. Good. Two more. Breathing in and out. Breathing in and out. And bringing your right hand to your heart space, your left hand to your lower belly womb space, and sending your breaths in and out through the palms. And really feeling your unique intention, your intentions, and feeling that field of all of our intentions. Just allowing that to settle and seed in your womb heart space. Imagining it settling into your womb and heart like little seeds of light, pressing down into the richness of your body soil. And as you exhale, breathing all your love and your gratitude for the blessings underway, knowing that as soon as the prayer is made, it is given. It is so. So feeling that thankfulness, that gratitude for what is already here. For what is materializing and becoming more obvious in your reality. And we're going to move into three collective breaths. And on the exhales, you're going to exhale on a sound, whatever sound comes through. It could be a tone, a growl, a sigh, whatever it is. And we're going to make three of these collective sonic exhales. And you're going to imagine the vibration of your sound moving into these seeds of light in your heart and womb, just giving them that nourishment to blossom. Alrighty, so breathing in now and exhaling on a sound, giving all that juiciness to those seeds. Breathing in now, exhaling. Again, in breathing now. And exhaling. And just noticing the sensation in the body. Noticing the subtle energy. Maybe there's pulses, waves, tingling, spaciousness, emptiness, vastness. Just noticing. And from this still point, bringing into your awareness the phrase erotic innocence. Erotic innocence. Erotic innocence. What arises in you when you hear this coded phrase? This is an encoded phrase. It carries a frequency, a key code of remembering. For those who are a bit more closed in their awareness, it sounds like a paradox. For those who are a little more open, it stirs a curiosity. There's something oddly familiar about it. There's an excitement around it. Ooh, that. What's that? And so, from this space, bringing out your journal and pen and free writing. It could be just word association, just listing words that come to you. As you bring into your awareness erotic innocence, what do you feel? What do you see? What do you taste? What do you touch? What do you hear? Using as many descriptive words as you can, and just free flowing, not thinking too much, even if it doesn't seem to make coherent sense or logical sense, just free writing right now, letting it flow out. Erotic innocence, erotic innocence. What are the textures? What is the imagery? What is the sensation, the feelings that arise when you hear this key code, erotic innocence? The innocence of eroticism. Innocent Eros. Erotic innocence. And allowing yourself to be in this free writing space until you feel complete. And whenever you feel complete, if you'd like to drop into the chat, type out some of what is coming to you so we can share with the group. What are the words, the sensations, the feelings, the textures that come alive with that phrase, erotic innocence? That sweetness, homecoming, birthright recall. Sweetness, homecoming, birthright recall. Fun, play, inflow, lightness, curiosity, sexy, movement, creation, freedom. Childlike, yes, play, feeling good in the body, curiosity, pleasure, freedom from shame, sensory exploration. I'm seeing multiple times the freedom, the curiosity, beautiful. In the beginning, oh, shame, shadow, secrecy, but underneath, curiosity, belonging, pure balance, natural, playful, vibrant, embodied as God intended. Yes, I got a little chill. The original blueprint, and yes, loving this theme of the curiosity, that childlike, the innocence, right? The innocence of children. The natural way, and Dory, softness, exploration, beauty, presence, release, creativity, alignment, sacred, comfort, unmasked. Beautiful. Yes, also this theme of that lightness, that softness. When I read it, it's like a full breath. The creative flow, yes, comfort. I love that you brought in comfort. Yes, it's very soothing. It's very nourishing. Birthright at the beginning. Yes, again, that original blueprint as God intended. Yes, the sweetness. So there's these themes, right? We're all picking up, even though we haven't had this conversation, right? You may have heard me mention little bits about it here and there in social media posts and such, but we're all picking up on the wave. And again, this is evidence that you already know this. You know, this is your birthright. This is your original essence. So again, what is erotic innocence? It's a unique relationship that you'll cultivate because ultimately it's a frequency and it's a transmission. It is felt and it is experienced and it is known. It is deeply known. When you feel it, you know it. It is visceral. It pulses through every cell of your body. And it feels like a homecoming. And so I'll go on my little poetic riffs about it. And as you listen to this little consciousness stream, you know, just receive the feeling of it. What is erotic innocence? It's that sensual aliveness that's pulsating through all creation. It's the way that the sunlight kisses and strokes your face, and the rain drips down your skin and off your lips. It's the way that the trees greet you with their open arms. It's the way the breeze tickles over the little hairs on your skin, brushes over your nipples, your belly. It's the way that food taste tantalizes your tongue, your taste buds. It's deep presence with your body. It's feeling your cells giggle with joy as they feel you remembering what's true. It's your original life force energy, your original essence. It's remembering that God is in a constant state of orgasmic bliss, of experience and creation. God, being in love with God, kissing God's face, making love to God over and over and over. And you're that. You're that perfect hologram, imbued with every immaculate quality of the one. You are not just a part of that source, you are an emanation of that source, an individuation of that source in its fullness. You are not just a part. You are the all and the everything, and that's your birthright. That's your essence. To be in this orgasmic mode of being. Orgasm is not just a physical happening, it is a state. It's a deep communion with every aspect, with all of the elementals, with the directions, with all of your spirit team, with your body, with every cell. You're in communion. You're in devotion with life. You're making love to creation, and creation's making love to you always. That's all there is. In my most recent Aya ceremony at the end of June, I was blessed to, for 10 hours cumulatively, be in a state of eternal Eden. Eternal Eden. And feeling and knowing in every cell of my body that that is the original thought and activity of God mind. There is only beauty unfolding forever and ever and ever. And just when you think it can't become more beautiful, it expands into more beauty and more beauty and more beauty, more layers, more intricacy, vibrancy, full color, full breath, more orgasmic bliss. It just keeps opening and opening and opening forever and ever and ever for pleasure, for the joy. Because God desires it. Because you desire it, because desire is holy. And desire's been demonized and been made to look sinful or bad, and it's not true. It's not true. Desire is what created all of this. God desired, and so it became. God desired you, and so you were born. The light of your eternal soul was born from the void, from godly desire. And just as God desires and it becomes, you desire and it becomes. That is your birthright, to be in orgasmic bliss of creation and every fulfilled desire forever, eternally. And all it takes, and this is the beauty and the simplicity and the elegance of the design, is all it takes To enter that reality is to become aware of what is true. That's all. It's not complicated. Not always easy when we're drowning in the distractions and the distortions and the delusions. It's very simple. Come back. Come back to what is true. Eternal Eden, forever and ever, orgasmic bliss of creation, forever and ever, making love to creation, creation's making love to me, opening to experience that. How do you open to experience? You intend for it to be so. You are a powerful creator being. What you desire becomes. That's why we spoke our desires, our intentions at the beginning of this call. Congratulations, it happened because you spoke it into existence. And it genuinely is that simple. We make it more complicated, but it's not. And yes, in this realm, in the realm of form, it's slow vibrating, it's dense in that way. So it takes time. We have this element of time for things to materialize. And because of that, it requires focused, sustained awareness to make something so. But now that you're aware, you know, right? Oh, yes, erotic innocence. You all know it. You wrote it out in the chat. You all know this frequency. So now it's just a matter of choice. Do I choose to remind myself consistently and stay aware of this? Do I choose to notice this frequency in the seemingly most mundane? In my day to day, can I make creating my cup of tea an act of orgasmic love? Every moment in life is a ceremony. Every moment in life is a prayer. Every interaction is making love if you desire it to be, and if you walk that way. So, what do you choose? No, you said yes to this container, so I assume you choose this. You choose to be aware of this, to consistently bring yourself home to this. And the master training is when things get crunchy, right? Because it's easy when it's a beautiful, gorgeous day out and we're laying naked in the sun and we have our cup of cacao and we're toning and we're with a girlfriend and we're laughing and we should. If we want to really cultivate this in the day to day, create as many of those experiences as possible because you can. You can create moments of beauty. You don't have to wait for them. You don't have to discover them. You don't only have to witness it in what is readily available to you. You can create. Create the moment of pleasure. You can be walking through the park and then just be like, ah, I'm going to make an earth mandala with these little pine cones I see, and I'm going to dance and shimmy my hips around it. There's your moment of orgasmic play with creation, just because you could. Completely free. Can take 10 minutes. There's no limits on the time. Doesn't need to be complicated. It could be very simple. It could be as simple as, I'm walking through the park. I'm gonna rest my palms on this tree and just take a deep belly breath and let my belly just really drop into this tree. I'm gonna make love with this tree right now. Thank you, tree. I love you. You're so beautiful. Thank you. Less than a minute. And we choose to pepper throughout our day as many of these created beauty moments as we desire. And the more we focus upon it, the more it fills our consciousness until it's all that we see. It's all that we feel, all that we smell, all that we taste, all that we touch. So there's that consistent, sustained, creative energy moving towards that, focusing towards that. Invite the frequency of erotic innocence into your life. And so, with that, we're going to write an intention that we're going to be speaking aloud daily. This is going to be your personal intention of how you're inviting in erotic innocence each day. It can be as simple as, may I feel the frequency of erotic innocence in every moment. Or whatever you wish. That's just one example. May I feel erotic innocence pulse through my every cell. May I breathe erotic innocence with every breath. May my cells giggle with erotic innocence in every moment. I welcome erotic innocence fully and completely. May erotic innocence saturate my world. Make it as juicy as you want. Because again, remember, be careful what you ask for because it will be so. So I like making mine extra juicy because it makes life fun. And it gets to be as fun as we desire it to be. That's our birthright. That's the gift. Whatever our soul truly desires, it becomes. And when you feel like you've landed, and again, you're going to say this every morning, you could do it even before you get out of bed. Just so you never forget, you open your eyes and you speak this aloud. Really, you can do it at any part of the day that you desire, but really make it a point to say it out loud. And it's nice to do it at the beginning of the day, just so then you're already in that awareness and that frequency. So, when you feel ready to share yours, again, you're going to use the power of your voice. So, I'm going to let you unmute yourself and you'll speak it into the field, popcorn style, whenever anyone's ready.
You can go.
Yes.
May I embrace and embody my erotic innocence completely?
Yes. Beautiful. It is so. Who else? And still got writing. People diligently writing.
I'll go. May I fully feel the frequency of erotic innocence in every moment. May my cells be saturated with erotic innocence.
Yes, I love it. Beautiful. It is so.
My entire being is coursing with life force and love for myself and all other beings.
Yes, beautiful. And Dory, go ahead.
I welcome the beauty and juiciness of erotic innocence. May I connect to the frequency of joy, play, and flow.
Beautiful. Yes, it is so. And Misty, go ahead.
May I feel erotic innocence in my every breath, in and out. May I see the beauty of erotic innocence in every living being. May my every cell vibrate erotic innocence in every moment. May I fully embody erotic innocence.
Got the little chilly bumps. Thank you for that. I loved what you said about feeling it with others or witnessing it in others. Thank you for bringing that in. It's beautiful. 'Cause yeah, it's everyone's original essence. So beautiful, beautiful prayer. And so in this moment, just taking a moment again to bring your right hand to your heart space, your left hand to your lower belly womb space. Taking a deep breath in and out through your palms. Two more times. And committing to your speak aloud declaration in this moment, really committing to speaking this out loud daily, to pouring your awareness, your energy towards this frequency that lives inside you. It's not outside you, though it can be witnessed in the outside world. It's witnessed in the outside world because it's the essence of everything. So when you're witnessing it in the outside, it's because you're witnessing every aspect of creation's internal essence. You're witnessing the original essence of all aspects of creation. And so this makes it very fun, the next time you look at the flowers and the clouds and look for their erotic innocence. Look at how they shimmy in the wind. Look at how the dew drops drip down the petals. Look at how the bee, shakes its little booty all over. How the sun makes the petals sparkle. This is the original, this dance between the feminine and the masculine current, the yin, the yang, the magnetic, electric, whatever the name, there's these two principles of creation, and they're always making love, always making love to birth all of creation into form over and over and over, more and more, expanding into more and more creation. So these principles are always making love. That's also erotic innocence. Yes, these two principles of creation making love. You have these two currents, these two principles of creation inside you, and they're weaving, right? We're in the process as a collective humanity bringing these back into their divine expressions and unifying them, which is what's called the inner sacred marriage, which is also what's called the Eros Gamos. I believe that's a Greek wording. Again, it's this inner sacred marriage, inner divine union. Again, everything's making love. Creation's making love with itself to birth more creation. Everything's in this Eros, ooh, this Eros field, this orgasmic bliss of creation, titillated by all of it. And within, our planet, we see Mother Earth represents that feminine principle, and the sun, the solar logos, represents the masculine principle. And if you look at The earth, what do you see? The sun is constantly making love with the earth. The sunlight is pouring into all of the plants, and they're growing so lush and blooming all their flowers and giving abundantly of their fruit. The sun is just pouring, the earth is receiving that penetrative presence of the masculine. And she's birthing abundance, abundance, abundance over and over and over in the lushness and the beauty. And the heavenly expression, eternal Eden. And so, knowing that in this exploration of your own erotic innocence, you can invite in being aware of how your inner feminine and inner masculine are making love. You can peer in on them. What's there? How are they interacting with one another? How are they speaking with one another? And this can give you clues if maybe there's some points where there can be more love and tenderness poured in. If you actually visualize, maybe you see a feminine embodiment as that feminine current and a masculine embodiment as that masculine current. Is she turned away from him with her arms crossed? Are they looking deeply into one another's eyes? Are they smiling? Are they resting into one another? Or is there tension? Because how your inner currents are relating with themselves is going to be the reflection in your external world. So notice how is my inner female and my inner male, what's going on with them? How are they expressing? How are they relating? Are they making love within me? And if it feels like there's any resistance or mistrust or separation of any kind, let me bring my awareness, my attention to that and inquire deeper. And again, we don't need to get into the psychoanalysis of, I see my inner female is turned away with her arms crossed. What memory from my childhood spurred this resistance? You don't need to go there. The only thing that is needed, is required, is the intention. You can simply ask, may the root cause of this dis-ease be resolved, be alchemized, be transmuted back into the one light. May my inner female feel absolute trust with her inner male. Let me see, Misty. I'd love to understand how to tune in and be more clear about how my feminine and masculine are at any moment. Yes, thank you for this question. So, the way I like to go into this is I take a moment to come into stillness, and I happen to be a very visual person, though you don't need to necessarily see images. You can just tune into the feeling, the sensations that you're getting. But I go inward. And again, because I'm visual, I usually see a scene playing inside. But again, you could just feel the sensation. Is there constriction? Is there openness? Is there a sensation of embracing, of breathing into one another, of leaning delicately upon one another, of merging into one another? Is there arousal? Is there, is there an eroticism present? One of my mentor friends, when she was going into tuning into her inner feminine and inner masculine, said she, peered in on them just making wild love, just wild love making. And she was almost like a little, like a shy child peering in, like, ooh, mom and dad are really going with this. So again, it's your unique consciousness, how you relate to this, but all it takes is just coming into a moment of stillness, moving your awareness inward, and intending to feel how is my inner female and inner male interacting in this moment. Does that make sense? Does that answer? Beautiful. Are there any other questions about what I've spoken to so far coming up for anyone? Let me make my screen bigger so I could see people's nods. Anything else? I think I see Kayla maybe unmuting. I don't know. Am I reading that right? No, okay. I didn't know if you were trying to find the button. All righty. So with that, we're going to go into a little meditation, visualization, welcoming this erotic innocence frequency. So, if you would like, get yourself in a cozy position. And again, we're going to bring the right hand to the heart. Why we bring the right hand to the heart is because this is the original seat of the divine masculine. So, here's a little fun. Little fun esoteric teaching here. For a long time in various spiritual traditions, it was thought the masculine kind of resided in the mind, the intellect, and then the feminine was in the heart. So that served us for a time, and now we're entering a paradigm where we're restoring the original blueprint, which is actually boop, we descend it down. So, the masculine is the heart. This is the seat of infinite compassion and benevolence. Because the masculine, integrity, truth, benevolence, it stands for what is right, what is true, compassion. The compassionate heart is actually the masculine current, the throne of the king. And then the feminine, the queen, she resides in the womb. The womb is infinite creation, power, infinite power. So, again, this was a reversal because you know how in the old spiritual paradigm, the male is often associated with power? Reversal. We're writing the reversal. The feminine principle is the seat of infinite power. Infinite creation, birthing worlds from nothing, birthing form from the void, the grand emptiness, the great silence. She births all that is into form, infinite power. So again, the feminine, and the feminine is associated with the left side of the body. So this may be reversed on the screen. I'm not sure. In the masculine on the right side of the body. So when we're putting our right hand on the heart, that's you placing your inner king on his rightful throne. And when we place the feminine side, the left hand on the womb, we're placing the queen on her rightful throne of the womb. So, settling into that space, whether you're sitting up or lying down, and starting to take some nice, slow, deep breaths in and out through the heart womb, the womb heart. And as you're feeling your palms rise with the in-breath and relax with the out-breath, recognizing that because your inner currents are making love, are interweaving in sacred union. The heart and the womb are intertwined as one. Imagining a golden figure eight vertically through your body, the top loop of the figure eight at your heart and the bottom loop at your womb space, crisscrossing at the solar plexus below the breastbone, above the belly button, and holding the visualization of this golden figure eight, golden infinity symbol through your heart, womb, heart, feeling that geometry, the golden infinity symbol. And to make this more palpable, you can envision a tiny orb of white light moving along this figure eight track, tracing it with your awareness, feeling it cross through the right palm and then cross through the left palm as it makes its way around. Crossing through the left palm, crossing through the right palm, as it snakes around this infinity symbol track. Knowing that as you're weaving these two centers with your awareness, you're inviting in that inner sacred marriage, that Eros Gamos divine union, which is what births that sensation of erotic innocence, the principles of creation, making love, birthing beauty forever and ever. And on your own rhythm, your own time, breathing in deeply and exhaling on whatever sigh or sound wishes to come through, whether that's a tone, a sigh, a groan, a growl. Feeling whatever sound on your exhale moving through your palms, vibrating through that golden infinity symbol. Solidifying it with your voice. However loud, however soft this sound wishes to be. Nice, full, deep breaths all the way down into your womb, all the way down into the pelvic bowl, the pelvic floor, feeling it expand all the way in all directions simultaneously before exhaling on your sound. On your inhales, feeling that breath go all the way down, even into your sacrum, feeling the lower spine expand as you breathe all the way down into the pelvic bowl. And as you sound on the exhales, imagining pulling that sound up from your root, from your womb space, and letting your womb sound through the exhale. Breathing nice and deep on your own rhythm, exhaling out. Whatever sound your womb desires. And on your next breath, making your final sound on that exhale, nice and big and full. Keeping your awareness inward, feeling the sensation of your palms on your heart and your womb. And as you maintain your awareness just underneath the skin, imagining yourself now in one of your favorite nature locations. Whatever this may be in your inner vision, maybe a desert scene, a beach, a forest, waterfall, mountaintop. Whatever it is, a meadow, just noticing with your full attention how this nature location appears to you. Noticing the sights, the colors, the specific types of plants that are present. Maybe there's trees, cactus. Maybe there's water, moss, boulders. How does the soil or the earth look, feel? Maybe there's grass or clover or sand, snow. Just noticing. And imagining feeling the soles of your feet on this earth, feeling the full texture, feeling the temperature. Is it warm? Is it cool? Is it wet? Is it dry? Noticing the sounds. Maybe there's bird song or insects chirping. Maybe there's the whoosh of the wind or the pitter-patter of rain, the rush of water. Just noticing the sound. And bringing into your awareness the smells. How does it smell here? Are there flowers and sweetness, or honey or salt in the air? Maybe there's the smell of wet earth. Maybe there's the smell of fruit. Just noticing all the different smells. And imagining in your nature location, looking upon the horizon, and the sun appears. Big blazing sun, warm sun, radiating its rays of sunlight onto you and feeling these rays of sunlight drape over, waterfall over your skin, feeling this sunlight seep into your cells, feeling that sunlight seep into the earth, nourish the earth, make love to the earth, and feeling her making love in kind with this sun. And feeling the soil of your body receiving the sunlight as Mother Earth does, feeling that full breath, drinking in, savoring that sunlight. Imagining on your next breath, pulling in the sunlight through your yoni into your womb, feeling it swirl around your womb space, before exhaling it back out your root and continuing breathing in that sunlight in through the yoni space, blessing all of the yoni tissues moving deep into the womb, blessing all of the tissues of the womb. Before exhaling out that sunlight, and again, breathing in on your own rhythm, your own time, feeling this rush in and out of this sunlight, like a blessing, saturating your tissues, saturating your cells, clearing, alchemizing any form of dis-ease, any frozen memories, feeling this sunlight melt and soften, dissolve. And as you breathe out, flush out all that no longer serves. As you exhale out this sunlight, allowing your sound to move the sunlight out, breathing out on your sound, whatever sound wishes to come through. And continuing this visualization, breathing in the sunlight through the yoni into the womb. Exhaling out the sunlight as it carries out any dis-ease, any density, flushing it out with your sound. On your own rhythm, your own time, bringing your awareness fully into the womb. Bringing your full attention just underneath the skin there. As you visualize breathing in the sunlight and flushing out the sunlight with your sound. And if you wish, repeating the following words aloud after me. I open to receive my original essence. I open to feel my original essence. I open to feel my erotic innocence pulsating through every cell. May I become aware of this erotic innocence in every moment throughout my days and in my nighttime, in my dreams, in my visions, in my desires, in my longings. May I feel the innocence and the purity of this eroticism pulsating through every cell, every particle and wave of my being. May I remember the fullness of who I am. May I remember my birthright. May I remember our birthright. May I know and feel and taste and touch my Eros, the Eros of all creation. May I feel this inner wellspring of eroticism, my erotic energy in the most nourishing, life-giving way. May my erotic innocence rejuvenate and revitalize me at all levels, all ways. And so it is, and so it is done in the law of one. To all my relations, thank you. Aho. Taking a deep cleansing breath in through the nose and out through the mouth, exhaling whatever sigh or sound. Good. Feeling your palms against your body and allowing them to relax, resting them on the lower body. Bringing your awareness fully back into the space. And if your eyes were closed, as you open your eyes, just taking a look 360 degrees around your space very slowly, drinking in the textures, the colors, offering your body some gentle squeezes on the legs, the hips, and the arms, bringing yourself fully back. And as we move into our closing for today, I like to take the last minute to drop into the chat a little feedback form, as I'm always doing my best to refine and make better these offerings. So if you're able to take just a couple minutes, it's a very short little questionnaire. We'll do these at the end of each call. The link is in the chat. And if after we close the call today, you wish to journal about anything that came through and the little meditations, feel free. It's nice to capture the essence of what came through soon after you experience it. So the link is in the chat. And before we close, are there any final questions or comments? And if not, just give me a thumbs up. All right, I got thumbs up. I think Elise maybe fell asleep.
I
She's there.
just want to say thank you. Yeah, just you're very special and very embodied. And every cell in my body has known this is what I've needed. And I've even been conscious that it's me who needs to witness and see the beauty or erotic innocence in my days. But I haven't been, and I've just been really worn down. Anyway, and this is just to say that this is like meeting my prayer in such a beautiful way and fulfilling. And I know this is just the beginning, but
Yay, thank you,
and
Misty.
my homework is to practice this every day
Yes, we
for the
have
rest
our
of my life.
yes, exactly. It is a lifestyle for sure. Yes. Ooh, and the cloud and thunder beings are really crackling right now as a powerful finale to our call. Alrighty, my dears. If anything comes up, feel free to share in the Telegram chat. And I'll see y'all on Thursday. Thank you so much for being with me. I love y'all. And I'll see you soon. Ciao, ciao.